These readings today, huh? Woo! Talking about the end of the world. Of course, they're talking about pain and suffering in the world. And there will be people who will say, "The end is coming, follow me, I know the way to salvation." Rubbish. Huh? Scripture says, do not get caught up in all kinds of strange teachings. But there are things that happen in our own lives that can make us wonder if the world isn't coming to an end. I mean, there are people in our own parish family, like my own, that have recently experienced death. There are people among our parish family who are experiencing illness, others suffering from some kind of accident. Why is it, I wonder, that bad things happen to good people? It's enough to make you question your faith. If you step back and watch the news, which I do not recommend, you will see all kinds of accounts of things going on. Wars, refugees on the move, illness. It's a lot of uncertainty. How do we make sense of suffering in the world? Sister Mary Thea Bowman was a Franciscan sister of Perpetual Adoration, and she was a fierce advocate for the poor and for civil rights. In fact, the Diocese of Jackson, Mississippi, is promoting her cause for sainthood. And someone asked her once, "Sister Thea, how do you make sense of suffering?" And she said, "I don't make sense of suffering. I try to make sense of life. I try each day to see God's will." Isn't that what's the gospel all about today, to see God's will? I mean, Scripture is full of prophecies about the end of times. Our first reading from Malachi, written 500 years before Jesus, is talking about the end of the world. Bad things have been happening to good people since the dawn of human existence. Is it fair? Oh, it's not fair. In fact, the word I'd like to use to describe that, I'm not allowed to say in church. When Jesus' friend Lazarus died, Jesus wept. Jesus knew what it meant to lose somebody close to him, right? But if we get caught up and focus only on death, or only on the illness, or only on the accident, or only on the stuff we see on the news, then we are giving those things power over our lives. In fact, we might even put those in front of Jesus. St. Paul, in today's second reading, is talking about that. He's griping about that because the Thessalonians were so convinced that the world was going to end in their time, they stopped working. Why work? Let's just sit around and wait for the end. Jesus is coming any minute now. St. Paul says, knock it off. Can't go around being a busybody or gazing at your navel or rocking in a corner. If you're doing that, you shouldn't eat. And he meant, eat of this table. Because if you give death or illness or accidents or the news that much power, that becomes your Christ. You're not a disciple of Jesus. Why come to the Eucharist? St. Paul says, snap out of it. Sister Thea says, don't focus on suffering. Focus on life. Focus on God's will. What's God's will for our life? Well, Jesus told us in today's gospel. Jesus says, persevere. What the heck does that mean? It means that we got to carry on. It means that we have to keep on walking, no matter what comes our way. We have to stick to the mission. What's the mission that Jesus gave us? Jesus said we have to go out there and share the good news with everyone we encounter. Sometimes we're going to use words. And don't worry about the words. Scripture says God will provide them. But sometimes we're going to use action. Scripture says they will know we are Christians by our love. So we can share examples of love as a way to share the good news. What are some examples of love that we can share with others? Well, Jesus tells us the most powerful sign, the most powerful signs of our conversion. Have you fed the hungry? Do you give drink to the thirsty? Do you clothe the naked? Do you visit the sick and the imprisoned? There's a lot of suffering out there. There's a lot of people out there who are losing hope. There's a lot of people, even in our own families, who don't know Jesus or who have forgotten who Jesus is. They need to hear a message of hope from us because the resurrection teaches us that pain and suffering and death have no hold over us, right? Next week, we will celebrate Christ the King. And in light of the election season, it's kind of nice to reflect on what it means to be king. What does king mean to us? Jesus, our King, was not afraid to weep. Jesus, our King, was not afraid to face torture and death. Jesus rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. What sits at the right hand of the Father is a human being just like you and just like me in every way except sin. Now that's a king, huh? We can use the upcoming Advent season to reflect on our lives and ask ourselves, do we walk the walk? Are we all talk? Is the world coming to an end? Huh. Well, I would say I would say the answer to that question doesn't change our mission. Because we got to carry on. We got to walk the walk. We have to trust in Jesus. Homework. Nourished by the Word of God and the Eucharist, I ask you to reflect on just one thing. How do you make sense of life? How do you, with the help of Jesus, make sense of life? I think doing our homework will help us be the intentional disciples that Jesus calls us to be. Do you got it?
Got it.
Do you get it?
Yes.
Are you going to do it?
Yes.
Good. Then let's go out there and share the good news with everyone we encounter.